We're in Covington, Kentucky at the Drawbridge Inn. Today is September 20, 2007, and I'm interviewing
Bob Hammett.
How old are you, Bob?
82.
Where were you born?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
What did your dad do, your family?
Oh, my dad was a mechanic. And wait, how far back you would go?
Well, how many generations?
My grandmother, she ran a saloon until she was 82.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and after that, I don't know. I think there was somebody owned a grocery store before that, you know, in the family.
Diane said you went into the Marines when you were 17?
Right. I joined when I was 16, but they were so crowded they couldn't get anybody in. So, actually, I went in when I was 17. When you went down to enlist, there was like maybe a couple hundred people in front of you. And you had to wait in the line to go through all this stuff before you could even get in and sign your name and take the physical. I went down, went through, they put you in this big room, and everybody stayed to strip your clothes off, stand there naked, and the whole front row looked like a bunch of big truck drivers or something. There I was, well, I was 16 and weighed 150 pounds, and I said, God, I might as well put my clothes on and leave, you know, they're not going to take me in the Marines. They had half the front line, they dismissed them. I said, oh, I better leave, you know. But they went down and I passed, you know, there was about... maybe half of them didn't pass. Marines were real particular. They tell you, go to the Navy, and the Navy would tell you to go to the Army, you know, so you worked your way down. So I passed my physical, so I had that, but I didn't have the signature, so I had to wait until I could get my parents in to let me go.
Did they object?
Yes. Finally, they go, oh, well, if you want to go, you'll find out what it's like in there. Now, you'll be sorry you went, you know. And
Did you have brothers or sisters?
No, I'm the only kid.
How long after Pearl Harbor was this?
I'm not positive.
Oh, that's okay. But it was right around 1942 sometime?
Probably the end of 42. And they were still lining up like that, you know. They were drafting them in the Army and everything else like that. But in the Marines, you had most of them were volunteers.
What can you remember about Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor was the first thing you pulled into it. You seen the, what is it, the mountain there? What is, I forget the name of it. The big one in Waikiki. Then you went in, you saw the Arizona, and it was still upright then, and all the superstructure was still in it, and guns were knocked down. It was blown to, you know, really went through hell. And there's a little smoke coming out yet, and oil bubbling out of the sides. And then you look all around and all these ships are laying in there with on their sides. I mean, I guess the ones that were able to float, they got out of there and got them fixed in dry dock. And that's about as far as I know that we went off.
Well, what does that make you feel as a 17-year-old kid seeing that?
Well, I would just like to get in there and fight, that's all.
The reason I asked what you remembered about Pearl Harbor, I didn't mean about seeing it, but when you first heard...
Oh, heard about Pearl.
Okay, but I'm glad you said that.
I can remember when that happened. I was just got a, we just got done with breakfast. I was listening to the radio in the living room, you know, when that came on. And the way I understand it was, we didn't have to worry about Japan because our Navy could sink their tin can Navy in no time at all. But it didn't work out that way, you know. So it was kind of demoralizing that we didn't have a Navy anymore. Wanted to get in and get even with them. And I guess that's the same with most guys.
Do you recall hearing about the Doolittle raid on Tokyo that took place?
Yes.
What was your the reaction to that?
That was great, you know. I mean, there really was a chance to strike back at them, you know. And that was a scary, I've seen movies on that before, you know, after they did it, when you got to service, they showed you a certain amount of movies going on. That was kind of daring in those guys to do that. But I don't imagine they had any, for volunteers, they probably had a whole ship full of them on there.